It's a film and stage phenomenon. Nearly 30 years on, shows no sign of fading.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
And there they go. They go off at that point every time, the climax of the hit movie Dirty Dancing. When Eleanor Bergstein wrote the screenplay, few people, herself included, thought it would become such a monumental success. But since 1987, it's made hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide. It was the first movie to sell 1 million videos, and it became an Oscar-winning rite of passage for young women around the world. Back in 2004, Dirty Dancing made its transition to the stage, having its world premiere in Sydney. And last night, to mark its 10th anniversary, the stage show premiered again in, you guessed it, Sydney, and it will later head to Melbourne in March and Brisbane in May. The woman behind this phenomenon is writer and producer Eleanor Bergstein, who joins us from New York. Eleanor, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you so much.
And can I say congratulations on the musical. I've seen it in this reincarnation, and it was so much fun. Eleanor, almost 30 years since the film was released, it remains a huge favourite. It continues to touch its audiences. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, my guess is as good as anybody else's. It's anecdotal. My secret feeling is that everybody has a secret dancer inside them. And it's this taps their way to connect themselves to the world through dance. I mean, one of the loveliest things around the world from the time we started this, actually we started it in 2001 in a stage workshop in New York, but was to watch the audiences who move in their seats, and you could, with so many people, tell that they had never moved this way before, and that is such a pleasure. I mean, it's such a pleasure to think that even if you do it for two people, you've done it, then you, I think, get to heaven.
So that's interesting. You think Dirty Dancing is a dancing story, a story about dancing, not a story about love?
Well, I think it's about through music and goodness and integrity, connecting yourself to the physical world. And you can always call that love, but it's tied in with physical sensation. It's tied in with a sense of an honorable connection with someone else. And it's tied in with feeling a rhythm in your body that connects you to the world in a way that you've never been connected.
And honor, you're right. Honor is such a theme through the film and through the stage play, of course, through the musical. But I noticed in the musical, well, in the film there are social issues, but in the musical you've added some scenes to the play or drawn out some, extended some scenes that aren't really there in the movie in the same way. One of them around a campfire talking about the freedom rides, the black freedom rides. Why did you insert those?
Oh, well, I didn't really insert them. I just, as you correctly implied before, I just made them clearer on stage because, I mean, they're all, nothing isn't there in the movie, all the dialogue, all the references to it. It's just the movie is 95 minutes and the stage play is 2 hours, so I had more time. But they were always not the underpinning, they were the moral center of the story. It's the summer of 63 because that was the summer that Martin Luther King made his speech. Baby's first speech describes how 2 months later John Kennedy was shot. So it was the last summer that people believed you could reach out your hand and if your heart was pure, you could change the world. So when Baby says that was the summer of 1963, yes, it was the summer that she met Johnny, but it was also the last summer they believed in hope and that goodness and being pure of heart could turn the world around.
It's 28 past eight. We're speaking with Eleanor Bergstein. She's the writer and the producer of Dirty Dancing. Eleanor, I know it's not exactly your story, but it does mirror some elements of your youth. Some are spent in holiday resorts. You became a bit of a dancing mambo sensation, I understand. How much of this is your story? And I think the question everybody wants to know was there a Johnny in your life?
Well, it really has been based on so many things in my life. I was dirty dancing when I was 14 or 15 in high school. I have, or actually 13, I have dirty dancing trophies that would turn your hands green if you touch them. They're so old and corroding. And I went to the Catskills with my parents, which was the basis of Kellerman's, when I was much younger than baby. I was then 12 or 13, and our alternate title was I was a teenage mambo queen. So I hung out at the dance studios and watched what was going on and intuited what I thought was happening with my, you know, 12 or 13-year-old imagination, and learned all these dances. So I've always loved to dance, and both with the codified upstairs dancing of mambo and cha-cha and the dirty dancing, which I did at home in Brooklyn. I came from a very rough working-class neighborhood in Brooklyn. They were all from my life. I taught at university. I taught my way through university as an Arthur Murray teacher. So there's a great deal of Johnny in me. So you really can't break it down into the story of my life. You can just say almost everything in it comes from some part of my life. But as always, it's, you know, as it is with writers, you turn it around and reimagine it and make a story out of it.
And Eleanor, there's one moment that you wait for the whole time, and indeed the crowd went off. You've joked before there's a risk that the line "Nobody puts baby in a corner" might end up as the epitaph on your tombstone.
Oh, yes.
Why do you think that line became so famous? I mean, it spawned one of the most successful franchises in entertainment history. Why do you think?
Well, do you know something very interesting? In a number, because now we have the show all over the world, and in a number of countries, there's a line that's equally famous that isn't that line. I mean, for example, in Germany, when Johnny goes up on stage, he says, "Mein Baby gehört zu mir, ist das klar?" My baby belongs to me, is this clear? And when I heard this, at first I was horrified. I thought I would be thrown out of feminist heaven. And I said, "Oh, you can't say that." But that line is as famous in Germany as "Nobody puts baby in a corner" is every place else in the world. So it's on sides of buses, it's on T-shirts, which I confess now I've gotten used to wearing. But there are changes have been made, so I think it is occasional more than... I was, after being astounded, I was rather relieved because I thought, oh, well, it is the occasion, it is the moment rather than the line, so maybe it won't be on my tombstone. But it is the moment that it happens, it is slightly different in Italy. The Italian version is slightly different. The French version is actually closer to the same. But it's always an enormous moment, but it's not always those words.
All right. Eleanor Bergstein, congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Eleanor Bergstein, she's the writer and the producer of Dirty Dancing, the movie, and now the musical, which is currently on in Sydney. And as she said, she thinks clearly it's a movie about dancing. I think a lot of people think it's a movie about love. It's certainly a movie where the music really takes your places. Let's just have another little go with the music, the finale of Dirty Dancing.
Time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone. Stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand the urgency.
I think
you get this
from me.
Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be love,
because I had the time of my life. I never felt
this. Well, if that hasn't got your hips going, There is something wrong with you. She's absolutely right, Eleanor Bergstein, when she said the crowd's jiggling in their chairs. I certainly was. I have to say I saw it and it is a heap of fun. That's Jennifer Warnes and Bill Medley, that version from the movie Dirty Dancing.